Okay, almost there.
This is a rehearsal for the Hip Hop Experience. It is sponsored by Ensemble McNouge. Christopher Nicholas and Juwan Kim created the company to perform a new genre incorporating classical music mixed with contemporary hip-hop.
The Hip Hop Orchestra is our ensemble that is based in Oakland, California. And it consists of hip-hop elements and classical elements. So for instance, we have a hip-hop MC or rapper. We have a hip-hop dancer that does turf dance, which is Oakland-centric hip-hop-inspired dance. And we have the classical element, which is a chamber orchestra.
Annually, they complete a multi-city tour by teaming up with local symphony musicians from the towns they will perform in. Earlier this year, they teamed up with the Sheboygan Symphony Orchestra to perform at the John Michael Kohler Arts Center for Black History Month.
Generally speaking, traditional orchestras don't play contemporary music, and or if they do, they rarely work with an actual MC.
Don't stress about what's after. I believe in you, even through the tears and the laughter, less being pessimistic and more optimistic. It ain't Christmas this month, but I'm still gifted. I rose up.
In addition to the performance, Christopher Nicholas gave a masterclass on the history of hip-hop.
Ragtime, we have jazz, we have blues, we have soul, we have funk, and hip-hop, and again, we haven't really unpacked this term, but hip-hop is an amalgamation of everything that kind of precedes it. Now, I'm going to ask this question one more time based on something that I'm going to play. Is this hip-hop or not?
In regular classical music, there is an idea of emceeing, so we are actually juxtaposing it and then actually putting it into a structurally important point within this group, and that changes the whole nature of the ensemble.
And what does hip-hop music mean to you?
Freedom of expression.
Juwan immigrated to America from Korea at 20 years old in pursuit of a musical degree at Berklee College of Music in Boston. Soon after his arrival, he grew a liking for American hip-hop. It was his attraction to hip-hop mixed with his background in classical music that inspired the idea of the Hip-Hop Orchestra Experience.
I decided to push this project forward, but I felt like I needed help from someone. And that's when I called my college buddy, Christopher Nicholas, who is now our executive director. Mm-hmm. And that was about 13 years ago. We've been doing it consistently.
When I was in my undergraduate, Juwan was my roommate. And so as I was finishing up my master's and Juwan had asked me to come out, he told me that he did a performance at his school, so he was getting his master's at SF Conservatory. And he told me that he did this novelty piece that combined hip-hop MC and chamber orchestra, and he got a full-page write-up in Oakland Tribune. So, you know, I was like, wow, that sounds amazing. And so he was like, okay, well, why don't you come out and help me, you know, kind of work it, you know, kind of make it do something more so than just like one-page write-up.
People see it, they don't even hear it, meaning like white people and black people are there and then doing something together and there's an Asian guy. I think that for me, I want them to see that Americans still can come together and make something new, or at least tolerate each other, and maybe we can forgive. Let's not go to love yet, but like just tolerate and forgive. And I think the best way to understand each other is to actually do something together.
I want people to see and experience something that has never been seen and experienced before. I want them to be comfortable. I want them to really enjoy the fact that they're seeing something radically different. And as I mentioned, it hasn't really been done before at this scale. So I want people to really take home the fact that they're experiencing history in the making. Kiss rules everything around.